Welcome to Val Pal on WPPJ. That's right. Guess whose birthday it is? It's Axl Rose's birthday. He's 50 years old. Do you believe that? He was born on this day in 1962, for those of you doing your math. How are you? I'm Val Palmieri, and I will be with you until 4 this afternoon. We have a jam-packed show today. Coming up in about 5 minutes, you'll hear that Phil Devil interview that I mentioned last week. Machine Head was awesome last Tuesday, too, by the way. So let's get started. Here's Machine Head with Be Still and Know on 670 AM WPPJ. Machine Head on 670 AM WPPJ. I talked to Phil Demmel while he was in town last week for their concert here in Pittsburgh, and he is such a cool guy. Thanks to Phil, Roadrunner Records, and Stage AE for their time and helping to set this up. Here it is, the Phil Demmel interview. Here he is. Val Palmieri with WPPJ talking to Phil Demmel of Machine Head right now. Phil, how are you today?
Good. Doing good.
The last time you were in Pittsburgh was for Mayhem Fest this past summer. So how is it to be back?
We were here for Mayhem. Okay. Yeah, I'm not remembering. Mayhem was a blur. So no, actually, yeah. Our sound man is from here, so his mom brought out some sausages and stuff like that. So Pittsburgh, like I was just telling you, that I have some family roots here, so it's always kind of nostalgic to come back here and walk around the ballparks and stuff like that. So good crowd in Pittsburgh. Awesome venue here tonight, too.
Definitely. So how's the tour going so far?
Tour's going great. Yeah, great shows. People are responding well to the new record and the new song. So, yeah, it's good to be supporting the new record.
Onto the Locust is phenomenal, if I do say so. It's obvious you put your hearts into it, and how does it feel to make a record that's different than The Blackening?
That's what we set out to do, was do a record that was different from The Blackening. And you're right, we did pour our hearts and souls into this record. There was a lot of purging and a lot of emotions that we put into this. So, but that's the type of band we are. We write from a very pure source, and I'm glad you picked up on that.
For sure. What was some of the inspiration behind the album?
Well, like I said, we write from a very pure pure source, and so we take from our experiences. Mm-hmm. A song like Darkness Within, Rob wrote about. He was on a real depressing, dark, gloomy, bad rainy day, and he started writing about, like, this, he was in this depression, and he started writing about music and how much music means to him and us, you know, and how, you know, music is our religion. You know, I was brought up in a religious household, but I mean, music has been the soundtrack to my life and where I go for therapy or to purge certain things. And so Darkness Within, it came from, you know, something like that. It's something that we all have in common, something that we can share with the audience and our fans and our friends, that they all kind of take part of too. So
I definitely agree. True for every metal fan, and I saw that part of your YouTube series too. In the intro, that was really cool that you guys mentioned that specifically.
Right on. Yeah. Glad you picked up on that.
Right. What was it like working with strings on the record?
It was cool. I mean, Rob was the catalyst behind that, and he had the vision for everything that was going on. I was there when they were practicing and when they recorded, so it was awesome to hear some of our music brought together in that kind of composition and that arrangement. Some of the guitar lines that I wrote and having it heard this way is just really weird to me. But weird in a good way, just strange and
different.
Uncommon, yeah. So, I think that we recorded a lot with them, but we used it pretty sparingly because it just didn't fit into certain spots, and we didn't want it to come out to be contrived. We wanted it to be more organic and, like I said, genuine. You know, that's how we want to come across. So.
Well, my favorite tracks on the album are I Am Hell and Locust, because it truly sounds like you're listening to real Locust and hell itself just gnawing away. So what did it take to create that sound?
Well... Rob wrote the music to I Am Hell, and it was just one of those things where he just rolls on. He wrote Aesthetics of Hate the same way. He just rolled on something, and the intro is, you know, I came up with this idea about writing about a pyromaniac and about, like, reading a journal from a pyromaniac from the beginning, him discovering that he's sick and then going through the sickness and, you know, through the kills and everything too, and then he kind of put a twist on it and said, after doing some research, that, you know, these female arsonists are the worst. They're the most dangerous, let me put it that way. And because they're almost, all of their crimes are crimes of passion. You know, it's all out of love and all, you know, in that sense. And so he wrote from the female standpoint. And so I looked up a bunch of He was doing this a cappella thing in the beginning, singing these notes, and I said, dude, what if we took, you know, Latin words that mean, you know, and I looked up, like, you know, fire warrior, and, you know, Bellator Inferni, and you know, hells, you know, just all these, you know, murder and suicide, and, you know, so he's singing all these, yeah, you know, just nasty words in Latin over the beginning. He's got a great ear, you know. He's got the vision for the band, and we lean on that. Locust was another concept that I came up with, just on past experiences with people in my life that kind of, you know, they come in and they take everything they can from you. Their intentions are not good, ulterior motives, and once you discover what they are, they just up and fly off to the next crop and, you know, steal and take from them. So, I mean, I'm sure that you're looking at me like, yeah, I know who mine is. So, everybody has them. So, we loved the metaphor, and it just became kind of, not really, it's not a themed record, but it gave us some good visuals and good ideas.
So, how was it having your son and Rob Kids sing for Who We Are?
It was awesome. It was, we had demoed the song, and our engineer, Juan, had his two daughters sing on it, along with Rob's two sons, and it was awesome. And then Rob made a pretty good point of getting my son involved, too. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, I really want him to be a part of this, and he came in and was a little shy. He knew the song, but there was other kids, and he was a little shy, and he didn't really do it, but we went home, and I set up a recorder and tried to do it with him with the headphones on. He wouldn't do it in front of me, so I just set him up with it. I said, just do it 10 times. Daddy's going to leave the room. And we got a good take from him, and we flew it in, and we had him be part of it. So it's, when I hear the intro, it kind of makes me well up a little bit and just know that I would have never in a million years would have thought that I'd be recording a song that my son is a part of, too, in some small way. So it's just, it is a really, really cool thing.
And you have his voice forever.
Yeah.
So what song from the album is the most fun for you to play live?
The most fun? You know, I love playing Be Still and Know. It was a Bible passage that my grandma passed down to me. She had a bunch of grandkids, and each grandkid had their own Bible verse that they got in their cards, birthday cards, Christmas cards, and mine was Psalm 46, Be Still and Know That I'm the Lord. I have a tattoo on my arm here.
Nice.
Before I joined the band. And it's kind of my mantra, and not such a religious way, but more in a spiritual way of just, you know, relax, everything will be okay, keep your head, keep your wits. And she would always tell me, you know, this shall pass, be still and know. And Rob incorporated it into the song, and I look out and see people singing it every night, hundreds of people singing it every night, and it's just, she passed away about 10 years ago, you know, and she would just be extremely proud, and she is proud that, you know, it's just getting passed on, so.
How long were you in the chair for the tattoo?
Oh, tattoo wasn't that long. I probably, you know, hour and a half or so. So it's, I mean, it's just part of the chain.
Oh, yeah.
There it is right there.
All right, that's part of the Phil Demmel interview. I loved meeting him. It was a great experience. And again, thank you very much to Roadrunner Records, to Phil, to Machine Head, everybody involved. Thank you very, very much. I'm going to go to a commercial break. And in about 5 minutes, stay tuned because I am featuring some more local talent from the Facebook page, Metal Local. Stay tuned. Every metal band that tunes into my show should really know a very cool Facebook page called Metal Local. It's a Facebook page specifically set up to promote up-and-coming metal bands from every state in the country, and they've also been wonderfully supportive of me. They've asked me to air a few winners of the year Battle of the Bands contest, and I picked out 3 bands that I thought you'd all enjoy. First, this is Elohim with Darkest Dimension.
Open the door!
Those guys are from West Virginia, Elohim. Here's another Sound the Ruin with White Flag.
White flag!
From Texas, that was Sound the Ruin with White Flag. Next is Entombed the Prophet from Ohio with Disposable. I hope you enjoyed their music. Again, you just heard Elohim, Sound the Ruin, and Entombed the Prophet. Check them out at their respective Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you're a metal band looking for promotion, go no further than Metal Local on Facebook. I'm telling you, it's awesome the way they have this organized. You can go state by state and find whatever up-and-coming metal band you want, probably. So go check them out. Swedish Feature is on the way after the break. So what'd you think? How were they? You heard Elohim, Sound the Ruin, and Entombed the Prophet before the break. And now it is time for my favorite segment of all time. Well, probably next to the WPBJ Morning Show's Men vs. Women. I love that segment too, and you can hear that on Tuesdays at 8:40 in the morning. But back to business here. The Swedish Feature is on the way. I think you probably will recognize this next band. And if you don't, well, look into them, because this is a female singing, I'm warning you. It's Arch Enemy, No Gods, No Master. Formed in 1996. Can you believe they've been together that long? From Halmstad, Sweden. That was Arch Enemy with No Gods, No Master off their latest album, Chaos Legions. You guys know these next group. Oh, by the way, singer Angela Gossow. Fun fact, she's German. And she's really cool because she tweeted me and I favorited that tweet. Here's Mon Amarth, Twilight of the Thunder God.
Come on.
From Tumba, Sweden, that was Amon Amarth. I love Johan Hegg. What a great singer. And catch them when they come to town next time, because I promise you it's worth it. Now, from Stockholm, you might recognize these guys. Or you better know who Michael Lagerfeld is. That's all I got to say. This is Opeth off their latest Heritage. This is Slither. Does it get any better than them? I think they're my favorite Swedish band. That's Opeth. Formed in my birth year, 1990. Gotta throw that in there. And they're from Stockholm. I just love Michael. I think he's a great vocalist, and I can't wait to hear what they do next. Although Heritage was pretty phenomenal. And by the way, if you're in the Pittsburgh area, you can catch them with Mastodon at Stage AE here April 15th. Get your tickets. That's it for my first hour. Coming up in 5 minutes, Katy Perry kicks off my variety hour. Stay tuned.